buying something every day and then holding a placard and saying sustainability, sustainability, it doesn't make sense to me at all. I mean, if you really want to be sustainable, stop buying. As simple as that.
Hey everyone, welcome to Recycle Rise, Recycle's very own podcast in our quest to get the message of environment and sustainability to you with ease. Entertainment and education rolled into one. We promise it will broaden your perspective and help you deep dive into the most important topic of our generation. Through Recycle Rise and all the guests lined up on the podcast, we will rise in our thinking, in our perspective, and rise in our commitment to the environment. We have talked about plastics, waste management, corporate sustainability, but today we are exploring a totally new dimension, sustainable fashion, on episode 15 of the Recycle Rise podcast, which incidentally coincides with the 15th of August, we have with us Anuj Sharma, the founder of a sustainable fashion brand called Button Masala in 2009, now based out of Ahmedabad, India. Anuj studied at the National Institute of Design and then discovered this innovative style of making clothes using buttons and bands, and they change all sorts of shapes and sizes. The production of clothes at Button Masala involves no machine or tool, and therefore one of the most sustainable products in the apparel category. Welcome to the podcast, Anuj.
Thank you, and happy Independence Day, everyone. Thank you for inviting me to be part of the sustainability journey of yours.
Absolutely. We are now getting used to all the interactive apps, right? Highly curated, user-specific. But interestingly, your clothes are interactive. Fashion means it's always updating. Everyone wants those sparkling, shining, brand new clothes. That's exactly what your garments give. So what is the vision and soul of Button Masala?
I mean, I started with not for sustainability for the world. I started with the idea of sustainability for myself. You know, for me, I'm from Rajasthan. So being economic and being smart is part of the system here. We use water very effectively, and or any work that I do, I look at my own comfort and I look at how quickly and fast and easily I can do. That's how Button Masala started.
Right. And how has the acceptance been? Because you are an insider in the fashion industry. How serious do you think are brands conscious about sustainable fashion? Like you said, using less resources, ethically sourcing resources. What is the acceptance?
When I met first time people and I told them about the content, none of them really wanted to have a design that was changeable, because everybody is lazy. So that's why I started teaching people how to make clothes, because I realized the consumer must change their mindset. It's not the designers or anybody else. Everybody should understand it. Only then we will become. Otherwise, I believe that the fashion can never be sustainable, because it's based on selling. I try and sell as little as possible, and I try and make sure that people stay fashionable without buying much. For me, buying isn't going to help.
That's a very unique line of thought, Anuj. So how do the customers take it?
Most of them don't try to get to know it or want to know it. I try and tell them that, you know, if you're buying something, you can wear it so many ways, so you don't have to buy so much. Or you can use it five different ways, so you know, next time you don't have to buy anything. People who really learn the technique, the most of the people who learn, which is all of them, in fact, they appreciate it. They enjoy it. Once they know, then they understand that they can change it anytime. Towards sustainability, because they think they can always buy it. Why should they do it? But that's why I've been teaching to consumers. How can they really make this happen without really buying it? So one, versatility of garment is important and people should respond to it.
Right. So maybe you're a little ahead of time, where you've already understood what it means to have a sustainable fashion business, but we need more customers changing their mindset.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can't have one person doing it. I mean, only designers can't do it unless the public supports the concept. It's impossible. And the larger part is the consumer. 99.5% of the people in this country are consumer. Designers are a handful. We need to change the larger part, not the smaller part.
When people listen to this podcast, there'll be more takers. That's what I can hope for. And one of the most responsible things to do is repeat fashion. Most of us, especially women, are shamed for wearing the same clothes again. If you wear it in one party and show up in the same dress in another party, then you're definitely called out, right? But when celebrities repeat their costumes, it's giving out a message. And we've seen this happen in Oscars 2019, where A-list celebrities using their old clothes on the red carpet. So what do you think of repeat and recycled fashion, and what is Button Masala's plan for it?
Personally, this is what the message I always give, that the beauty lies in the eye of beholder. Clothes doesn't make you look good or ugly. It's just a myth. Anybody who looks good in a particular garment, it's to another person, and the other person comes and tells you because he has something to do with it, you know. Anybody who loves you would always come and tell you whether you wear black, red, gray, yellow. So, you know, whenever you first time fall in love, you don't look at the clothes. You're looking at the person. When you fall out in love, the same person in the same clothes that looks so beautiful starts looking ugly. So it's never in the garment. It's in the people's eye. So, repeat of clothes and people thinking that now people are looking ugly in the same garment, it's the most stupid idea. I mean, it's an economic-based idea, and we've all started believing in it. So if people are breaking it, it's not a big deal because they should have done it long back. Buying something every day and then holding a placard and saying sustainability, it doesn't make sense to me at all. I mean, if you really want to be sustainable, stop buying. As simple as that. How will the business grow without buying? There are many ways. All of us know how to cook. We still have so many shops which opens up, and people go and eat when it's really needed, when it's really tasteful, when it's really worthy. We will only buy when it's really needed and not have to buy all the time. So recycling a garment is only once you get tired of wearing it differently. But recycling is obviously possible. Button Masala in that sense allows people to change the garment anytime and every possible way. So it's one size fits all.
Your vision is very, very profound.
See, the thing is, we're stuck in what we've been told, and we believe in what we've been told. See, in one garment, you have 50 possibilities, and now you have 50 garments, which has one possibility.
And that brings us to this concept of where in my childhood, we would buy clothes only for birthdays, festivals, or maybe just some special occasions. But now, every month, most people end up purchasing at least one piece of clothing, right? And that's because of fast fashion. There are latest trends and styles immediately flooding the market. And this is also coming at cheaper prices. This happens to be a $2.5 trillion sector. And according to some news articles, it is the second largest polluter of fresh water, right after agriculture. So how can the consumers be made aware of the bad effects of a fast fashion?
The idea of beauty is what made this a problem. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of new clothes, beauty, aap sundar dikh rahe hain, aap sundar dikh rahe hain, aap sundar dikh rahe hain. Kaise sundar dikh rahe hain? Nobody looks beautiful. I mean, fashion should be about behavior, not about looks. As long as it is look-based, people will want to change it. People have already been made to believe ki isme sundar dikh rahe, isme nahi dikh rahe. So kaise possible? And if it looks good, it looks good, no? So it's all in the teaching. And the fashion education has been the biggest problem for that. That we have taken a Western education system and put it in a country which is hot. So I'm not saying Western education is bad, but it's good for the Western culture because it's cold. And we had this advantage of wearing drapes which could be worn so many, same fabric could be worn many ways. Instead of that, we become this stubborn system which has no relevance to our lifestyle, but we've accepted it, we make people follow it, we teach it thoroughly. You know, it's like teaching a Indian village guy, instead of making a bajre ka roti, teaching him how to make a pizza and forcing him to make a pizza. And if you don't have a way to make a pizza, you should buy an oven and make it.
So the functionality completely takes a hit just in the name of some concept that we cannot embrace completely. So Anuj, moving on to big fashion brands, they burn unsold merchandise costing billions of dollars every year because they want to maintain this scarcity and exclusivity rather than giving it to people in need. Of course, I'm not here to educate the brands, but what would be a good practice to ensure sustainable action?
Yeah, so everybody uses sustainability as a hashtag, and everybody in fact designer, nobody in artist, because artist produces the right amount and sells the right amount. We first make it cheap too, so that we can overproduce. We overproduce so that we can make it cheap. Then we make it cheap and we try and sell it as much as we can. Why can't we just produce like as little as possible? This whole idea of big, uske paas hazaar ka stores hai, matlab wo bahut bada hai. Kahe ka bada hai? Wo barbaad kar raha hai pure desh ko. Hamare bachpan mein kahani hoti thi, bada bhaya to kya bhaya, jaise ped hazoor. It's the same thing. The truth is, quantity is not the key. Quality is the key. Now, quality does not mean quality of the garment. Quality means, you know, ethics they have. If you're trying to make people work over the night, 12, 15 hours for somebody's ghagra, which somebody's going to wear for 1 hour. But can you not just make sure that your worker, even though he wants money, send him back at 5 o'clock so he can spend time with his kids. Design is not anything that is fashion design. It's supposed to support good life, not take away lives. So yeah, you make clothes of the best quality, so such great quality, you can wear it 1,000 times, you can wash it 100 times, and then it is sold to somebody who wears it only once.
Right,
and
right.
The person who's on the street digging the roads and working hard every night and day, he wants a t-shirt which will last for at least 100 times. You make a t-shirt for him which lasts one time. The whole concept is wrong. And the larger problem with all of this is egos. Unless we let go of our egos, nothing will be sustainable. Anything that kills us is our own ego. And egos of these big companies, egos of small companies, egos of wanting to be a big company, egos of what you've learned, egos of not wanting to change, egos of decided that ki abhi mujhe zindagi mein bada banna hi hai, aise hi banna hai. Ye sab jab samajh mein aaye to badal jao, kya problem hai? So if we change our egos, including consumer, designers, government, humans in general, we'll be fine. No problem is a big problem.
Anuj, whatever you're telling me, I don't usually say this, but everything that you say is adding so much value and meaning to me listening right now. And I hope it does the same thing to our listeners. One last question. It's Independence Day, 15th of August, where we are feeling patriotic and Swadeshi, and even the Prime Minister has been advocating go vocal for local. So how important is it to work with the local artisans, weavers, and embrace the traditional handloom?
See, I mean, I have two takes. One is, what is local? I live in Ahmedabad, so I've always believed in buying things from Ahmedabad. So I go and buy every little fabric material from Ahmedabad only because it's convenience for me, not because sasta hai, mehenga hai. Yeah, mm-hmm. I buy local because it's convenience for me and it's smart for me because whenever I need it, I can go get it. Now, when you say local materials of craftsmen, it's fantastic. We must use it. And it also helps the growth of product. Like when I buy something from my neighbor, then I can always go and tell the neighbor that, you know, this is wrong with it. When I buy it online, I have no idea what's like. But when I have a neighbor, I also know why he's not being able to produce a good quality. It's not just that demanding a good quality, it's also understanding why something cannot be produced. Most of the consumer today demands without even understanding what is possible and what is not, because somebody in some part of the world can do it. If your producer nearby you cannot produce it, you start accepting it. That's the quality that locally we all developed. Local people support each other, businesses grow. Buying internationally is not a problem. I mean, that's also fine. When I said there was a second meaning of local, we belong to human, we belong to world. Local for us is also world. It does not mean that you start saying ki isko nahi kharidenge. Hum local bhi to hum human bhi hai na, to duniya bhi local hi hai na ek tarah se. What people also have to understand, what is earning? How do you earn? You don't just earn money. You earn many more things. Sometimes goodwill earns you more dinner and more food than your money can earn you.
So true, Anuj. I've done so many interviews, but jo main aap se seekhi hoon, the kind of thought process change that I've had in the last few minutes, I think that's been immensely valuable. Thank you so much for your time, Anuj. Anything that you want to tell our listeners, any final leaving thoughts?
Yeah, but just have fun, enjoy fashion, be kind to each other and buy less simply because you look beautiful any which way. We're all beautiful people, with or without a certain garment or not. खरीदिए, जब मन करे जरूर खरीदिए, सपोर्ट भी कीजिए लोगों को खरीदने का, बट अंधाधुन खरीदने से कुछ फायदा नहीं होगा. ऑलरेडी वी हैव इनफ क्लोथ, वी कैन, इंस्टेड ऑफ बाइंग क्लोथ, वी कैन जस्ट गिव 5,000 टू समबडी, टू अ डिजाइनर, से चिल मैन, सर्वाइव. यू नो, वी डोंट हैव टू वेस्ट वर्ल्ड्स रिसोर्सेज टू बी इगोइस्टिक अबाउट बीइंग एबल टू मेक मनी ओनली बाय मेकिंग क्लोथ. ऑल आई वांट टू से, हैप्पी इंडिपेंडेंस डे टू यू एंड एवरीवन एंड ऑल द लिसनर्स. I hope we become a better country and a smarter country in years to come.
Absolutely, that is all we could wish for.
Who wants to learn butter masala also is most welcome. We have internship programs going on. People can always apply to us at buttermasala@gmail.com.
I will be sure to link those two in the podcast comments. And to all our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to the Recycled Rice podcast, where we're talking about environment, sustainability, and climate change. I'll see you soon. And it's your host, Pratyusha Parkala, signing off.